4, HKX, mobile.
Patrick, KD4IOX, mobile.
How have you been?
Can I explain? It's been a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And I get to work today. Yeehaw!
Glad to hear that. I'm glad somebody had a good weekend.
Good weekend. Other than the rain, but what's going on?
Sick since last Wednesday. Still trying to shake 100% of it.
Terrible. What were your symptoms? My neighbor just got over a fever.
Body aches, just genuine, didn't feel that great. I don't know exactly what it was, but it's getting better now.
Bad weekend. Glad you're feeling better, though. That's all important. Yeah, no, a couple weeks ago I was down, but I'm feeling a lot better today. Getting to be, I don't know. I think it comes with the territory of getting old.
Don't take near as much to get sick as it used to.
More aches and pains getting older.
After that, that's for sure.
Yeah. Might be the cops might be looking for me. I stole the wife's car this morning.
Of course, your wife could be looking for you. You do something like that, and that's not good.
I thought she was getting back in bed. I'm pretty sure she's not looking for me.
For coming home.
Make the bacon.
Do any camping or anything this weekend, or just hang out around the house?
I tell you, since I retired, and I use quotation marks around that, I've really decided that I don't do a whole lot on the weekends. All of my camping and recreational stuff I do during the week, while the worker bees are all working and it's not as crowded.
I'd be the same way.
Hang around the house. I didn't do a whole lot. Saturday, it rained all day, so it's just one of them dreary Saturdays that we just stayed in and watched TV. And we didn't do anything.
That's pretty much what I did, too. I sit and watch TV. I've watched enough TV. I'm done with it for a while, I hope.
Get one of those grandkids to do me a little favor. Got them up at the house right now, and I didn't think about it yesterday. Of course, it was kind of late last night. But me and the wife rearranged the master bedroom, and I put in some barn doors, which I really like. They're kind of cool. And I rearranged my room, and that's for our Radio Shack also. I got to redo my coax through the floor, and I need one of them youngsters to crawl on the house for me and take care of the dirty work, if you will. KD4IOX.
They can crawl around a lot easier than you can, or we can anyway.
A lot of room down there for us older, bigger guys.
Don't take it too much. Let's see if the other guys are in here this morning.
Guys, holiday's over. Time to get back on the ham radio.
KO4CEF, mobile and echo link.
Good morning, Andrew. I hope you had a good weekend.
Andrew, hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, it was good. It was good. We did my mom's birthday yesterday, so had my mom and dad over, so that was always a good day. Smoked 2 beer can chickens. I think they turned out pretty good. So, but yeah, it was good. How you feeling, Patrick?
I'm better, but I still, like I said, not 100%.
Well, at least you're starting to feel a little better, but yeah, hopefully you'll be there soon. So what'd y'all do this weekend?
I just hung out at the house and watched TV all weekend. That's all I felt like doing.
But we did all weekend, too. Andrew, we just sat around the house, and Saturday was a rainy day, so we just vegetated. I did go home on my neighbor's crash yesterday. She had a really big yard. She's a widower, so went on mowed the grass for her, took care of her stuff.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Shoot, I thought it was going to rain all weekend, but at least we got a little bit of break on it Saturday or Sunday and Monday.
Now, yesterday turned out being fairly nice up here. I did get out and take care of the wife's vehicle, a few little odds and ends on it that I needed to take care of, and nothing major, but got them done anyway.
Around the house all weekend, and the others are doing grass yesterday. Didn't do a whole lot. Had a really enjoyable weekend, though.
I did go look at that newer F-250. That thing looks, it's weird because it's black with the tan just like mine is. The top bed rails are exactly the same as mine. Interior, you can tell they cleaned up the interior a lot, you know, because next to the console you can kind of see where the carpet was probably dirty or something like that. But the truck actually looked pretty good. I was hoping I could test drive it yesterday, but that didn't happen.
I was going to ask if you got to go look at it. You going to try to go back one afternoon this week and take a look at it?
I think if I can get off at a decent time, I might. I'm still very timid about wanting to give up my truck at all. So I don't know. Part of me doesn't want to do it because it's paid off and it's rolling, but I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's showing its age a lot.
Now, roger that, but whenever you're buying a used car, you never know what you're getting, no matter how hard you try.
Here's me, Andrew. That's, you don't know what you get when you get used.
Yeah, and I definitely think that plays a big factor. I mean, if it was brand new, be one thing. At least you know it, she's new. That doesn't mean it won't have any problems, but yeah, definitely buying another used vehicle, you don't know how hard it was driven, nothing. You don't know anything about it. Even if I take it to the mechanic, you still won't know everything and how well it runs.
After that, and then I just can't get behind the idea of spending $80,000 to $100,000 on a truck.
Yeah, I did the 60-something thousand one time. No fun.
Last time I bought a brand new truck, it was a Chevy Z71 stepside, and I think I paid $30,000+ for it brand new. And now you look at the cost of trucks now, it's just crazy expensive.
I just can't do it. I can't see that kind of investment in something that's going to just lose value the day you sign the paperwork.
The biggest thing about buying my truck when I bought it brand new was paying it off. That day I paid it off, man, you talk about a weight off your shoulders.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm definitely not looking forward to. So I don't know. I still haven't made my mind up. I may go test drive it, but then there's just that part of me that goes, you know, my truck's running. Like I said, it does show its age, and every once in a while you can tell it, but I don't know. I have a hard time wanting to get rid of it.
Sentimental value. KD4 IOX.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think my wife said I've had it 11 years, which is crazy. I bought it in 2012.
When I've got now 14 years, really just don't want to get rid of it.
Everything I tell everybody, including my wife, is that I bought my truck in 2017 at the 2017 ran a 3500, and that's the last truck I'll ever buy, hopefully.
Hopefully, it's not my last truck, but the last one for a good while anyway. Like I said, I just can't see paying that kind of money, but they're not getting any cheaper.
I know, that's the hard part, is there, the prices are not coming down, and I mean, Super Duty trucks are, I mean, they're crazy expensive. Even the F-150s are just, I mean, they're up there too. You get a baseline F-250, it's not really that much more expensive, but then all the dealer add-ons and markups and everything else, it just starts climbing through the roof.
Keeps telling me, Dad, can you trade your truck in? Look, used trucks are going for this great value right now. You can trade it and get you a new one for not much more you're going to sell yours for. I'm like, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm looking at new trucks and they're, you know, pushing $100,000. I built one the other day just online playing. It was $95,000. I said,
No, I'll stick with what I got.
I know. I did the same thing here recently. I configured one on Ford, and you know, it gives you the payment calculator, and it was over $1,100 a month for a car payment. That's just a ridiculous amount of money.
Roger that. Gentlemen, I'm going to have to bail out. I'm at the end of the black hole here, so I'm going to have to stay 7 feet. Y'all have a good day, and pleasure to talk to both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now.
Well, you have a great day. Take care. 73, good talking to you. And hopefully you'll get back in here. Hopefully I'll catch you later on. KD4IOX.
And hopefully we'll talk at you in this later today or in the morning. KO4CES, and I'll be clear.
Right now, this morning. I'm going through his neck of the woods.